The Senate expects to vote this week on a measure to limit emissions of the so-called greenhouse gases that many scientists associate with global warming. Supporters of the amendment say it's the best chance for the government to minimize global warming. But the Bush administration and its allies say the limits would do more economic harm than environmental good. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Environmentalists acknowledge that their latest effort on climate change is an attempted end run around President Bush. His administration has taken a go-slow approach to global warming policies. It tossed out the international agreement known as the Kyoto Accords, insisting more research is needed. But increasingly, lawmakers in both parties are pushing for action to limit industrial emissions of the heat-trapping gas, carbon dioxide. Republican Senator Olympia Snow represents Maine.
I just happen to think that carbon dioxide emissions are, you know, obviously responsible for the climate change based on what we know currently. And I think that it may well be too late for the implications to our environment, as we've already seen and demonstrated.
Implications that, according to some scientists, include bursts of intense storms, periods of drought, rising sea levels, and warmer temperatures. It's an argument that doesn't sit well with the chairman of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, James Inhofe. The Oklahoma Republican gave the longest speech of his political career earlier this week, in which he cried out against what he calls the dubious science of global warming.
I've come to the conclusion after studying for a long period of time, getting all the recent science, that this whole idea of global warming is something that has been brought up by certain groups who have a lot to benefit from it and has nothing to do with real science.
Referring to the Kyoto Treaty on Climate Change, Inhofe said passing any such international rule to reduce carbon dioxide would be a recipe for economic disaster. He cited a study from the Wharton Economic Forecasting Associates estimating that a greenhouse gas reduction plan would cost the U.S. 2.4 million jobs. The idea that environmental regulations increase the cost of energy and slow the economy is a familiar one to Jeremy Simons. He's director of climate change policy at the National Wildlife Federation. Simons argues carbon dioxide emissions could be cut through technological innovations, changes that could actually make energy companies more efficient in the long run. Simons says that's why it's attractive to Republicans like John McCain of Arizona and Lamar Alexander of Tennessee. The measure before the Senate would try to stabilize emissions at year 2000 levels. But Simons admits most Republican senators are more likely to stand with President Bush.
It's definitely harder for senators to take a position to deal with this issue when the Bush administration is actually working against the vote and really doesn't want to take meaningful steps to deal with the issue.
Not true at all, says one Bush administration official. Dave Conover directs the Climate Change Technology Program at the Department of Energy.
We are taking action, and we are taking action on a scale that dwarfs action taken by any other nation in the world.
Conover explains the White House is opposed to the carbon dioxide amendment in the Senate because it's too much of the old-style, top-down approach to governing, setting standards in Washington and expecting the rest of the country to conform. In contrast, Conover says, this administration is encouraging the private marketplace to develop new energy products that don't emit greenhouse gases.
And we believe that you best spur those advances by preserving economic growth and making the kind of strategic R&D investments at the federal level that will allow those technology investments and development to move forward. Passing a law isn't going to do that.
Sponsors of the greenhouse gas limit say they are gaining momentum ahead of the Senate vote, but most observers still expect them to fall short of adding their measure to the larger energy bill the Senate wants to pass this summer. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.